Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Check one, check two, check three. Let me see if you own. Check. You there?
Hello?
Come on, that one in there.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
You heard me, though?
Yeah.
All right. Put this one up here. Take this out of this one. Put this one right here. Let's do it. We're gonna do this one right here. Yeah. You excited about free merch?
Heck yeah.
She said, are you a medium? I was like, oh, about two years ago.
Go make it work.
Hey, welcome to the Uncensored Podcast. We are Kramer and Jess, and this is episode number 8.
Ooh.
Thanks a lot for being here. Appreciate it. What's the post-sex rules?
Yeah, the protocols, if you may.
You know, Jess is still fairly new in this relationship, especially that you guys have lived together. And Jess has got a couple of questions about how men are supposed to be behaving.
Yeah.
At the end of the love-making session. So, hang on. Oh, the camera just fell. Don't be tapping nothing too hard over here.
Sorry.
All right. Today's going to be kind of weird, and it might sound a little choppy because we have to do a TV thing here, and we'll come back, and we'll make it work. I do want to say, though, thanks to me and being so innovative, as radio's most innovative host.
You are.
We now have a new phone number that you can call the podcast, and right now it's just a voicemail, but if you ever hear something and you actually want to be on the podcast, because last week we were like, I wish we had phone calls, but we couldn't do phone calls.
Yeah.
So if you call this number, you ready for it? It's very hard to remember. 855 Kramer Jess. Okay? 855 Kramer Jess.
That's awesome.
And then you can always be part of the show. Because that's one thing I hate about the podcast is you don't ever get a chance to like be on it.
And if anyone needs to have a voice, it's you.
Yeah.
Like if anyone deserves to be heard, it's you.
Just two knuckleheads in here, man.
Our squad.
So by the way, if you're brand new to the Uncensored Podcast, we can say bad words on here, so you've got little ears in the car. I feel like Baltimore is starting to warm up to us a little bit.
I think so.
How about that text we got this morning though?
About,
you want to talk about that? First thing.
OMG. So we have a texting machine at the station.
Keep talking. I'll give some more tea.
It's awesome because listeners can text us instantly. And we got a text this morning. We have a thing we call the 6 o'clock crew. And it's kind of like our little club, you know. And we give everybody shout outs. And we got a text from someone. And they were like, we miss Reagan and Bethany, and which is like the previous show. And a big mistake, I'm changing stations. Which, mind you, to each their own. You can have your own opinion. If we're not your cup of tea, totally get it and totally understand. But why would you text us at 6:07 a.m. just to tell us you're not listening anymore?
But obviously you're listening.
And obviously, you know what
like
I mean?
We're commenting.
I just thought that was because we're good morning, Kramer and Jess. Good morning. We love you. La, la, la. And like, I miss Reagan and Bethany. I'm changing stations. 6:07 a.m.
I mean, and again, like it's, a lot of the drama has calmed down, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's whatever. But I was just like, did they really just take the time while they're driving probably?
Yeah, just to be
like,
probably their kids in the car.
Send.
They're all texting and driving.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny.
I try to be overly nice on Facebook now. Have you noticed?
Yeah. Like, I just said, cool. Wish you the best. Bye.
I kill them with kindness because now there's not as many people hating on us. And so it's almost making those people that are stick out a little bit more to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this woman the other day, meh, 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 meh. I said, yo, don't play any music, blah, blah, blah. And I said, hey, why don't you just DM me and I'll play a song for you tomorrow morning, whatever you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I already changed the station. I'm like, okay. Well,
bye.
Thanks. Bye. Jess is worried I'm going to try to hook up with a friend this weekend. I'd like to discuss this because I feel like that's...
Yeah, I don't want... I don't want you to hang out with us.
What are you...
You I don't.
First off, that is so rude.
It's not rude. I'll tell you why.
Okay, please. The floor is yours.
So earlier this week, I was trying to think of things to do with my friend who is visiting, my girlfriend that is visiting, and I am so excited to hang out with my girlfriend because I love Garage Boy and I love Kramer, but I just hang out with boys a lot, and so I'm probably the girliest person on the planet. So like my pink meter is it's slowly depleting, and I just need to be like.
Mine too, by the way. It's different though.
I just need to be filled up, okay?
Yeah.
And and I'm just talking about things, and I wanted to go to the Edgar Allan Poe Museum, but you have to make reservations, and everyone's going for Halloween, and I didn't think about that. And Kramer's like, "Well, what y'all doing on Saturday?" And I was like, "Why?"
Because you're my only friend in town.
But also, here's the thing, too.
And to be fair, I also know this. I don't know her well, but she used to come in the studio and talk to me all the time.
Well, that's the thing. So it's two parts to this story because I am your only friend in town, and I love you, and we talk every single day, and we're like together every single day, and we always do everything together. Yes. But there's this thing about this situation is she just recently got out of a breakup.
Yes.
And I don't trust you around her.
Go on.
I don't trust you around her.
Your vulnerable friend is coming into town.
Exactly. During a foggy season here.
Mm-hmm. Cuffing season has arrived.
Exactly.
In Maryland.
I don't want you to come around her. And then two, because we all used to work together, it's just kind of a different dynamic that I've noticed that some friends are, they act a little different around you.
Go on.
You know?
What do you mean?
I think that they are a little more reserved when you're around because you and I, like, I mean, I'm 100% comfortable with your ass. I don't give a fuck. Like,
you think she's scared of me?
I just noticed that some friends worked at the... No, she's on a plane.
Oh, right now she's on the plane? Okay.
Yeah. And also my other friend is going to... He's actually born and raised in Baltimore and he's going to be here. And I think that there's a difference when you like low-key used to work under someone versus being their peer. You know what I mean? And so I just notice sometimes my friends get a little different around you. All the friends that work at the radio station.
Do I know the other friend that's coming or no?
I don't know if you actually ever worked with him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But his allegiance is with someone that's not with your allegiance. So I just don't know.
Who's his allegiance with?
Remember?
No.
His best friend I told you?
Mouth it, though. Mouth it. Oh.
That's his best friend.
Oh.
You know?
I mean, it's fine.
So.
It's fine.
Do you feel me, though?
I would like a little bit of credit because I have. First off, are you saying that I'm uninvited or I'm not invited to do anything this weekend? Let's just set the record straight.
You can do one thing with us.
Okay. What are the restrictions with this one thing?
I don't know what it is yet, but you can do one thing.
Are you afraid that this female friend of yours might have feelings for me?
No.
Or might be looking for, because here I am. I'm over here in Baltimore all by myself.
Exactly.
Do you think that she may find me vulnerable? And she's like, you know, I'm just going to try it. I'm going to go to Baltimore.
I don't trust you, honestly.
I'm gonna
I don't trust you around my female people.
To be fair, I've only tried to hook up with one of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I've known you, you can't think of one other friend I've tried to hook up with except for that one girl you worked at the sushi restaurant with who I thought was kind of cute.
Yeah.
And that was just a low-key DM. That was not
But still, the fact that that even happened.
No, it was a follow. It wasn't even a DM.
But it was on purpose. And I knew what you were trying to do.
What was that girl's situation? I don't remember that whole story.
She was single and she's super cute. And
she was young though, wasn't she?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It does matter. Old Crame's over here. He can't. But she was like young 20s, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was out of my reach.
I don't.
I will not hook up with your friend. I just want to make sure that's very clear. I'll never hook up with any of your friends.
Yeah, I don't believe that statement either.
Really?
I don't. Mm-mm.
So what are the possibilities of her coming into town this weekend, you think, and her and I hooking up?
It's not her, it's you.
So, well, it has to take two people. I'm not going to.
But she's in a vulnerable state.
On her. So you think she'll be weak?
I just think she's in a vulnerable state, and when you're in that like space, anything goes.
All creams comes through.
Yeah.
Good looking guy.
You're like
charming.
Me and my dog.
Yeah. Look
it's
at
foggy
us.
Foggy outside. It's cold. It's lonely.
Yeah.
But you know who's here for you? Old creams. I was like, I don't want to.
I'm not going to say a word about this weekend. If you call me and invite me, I'll come. But if not, I don't even really want to come anymore. I'm just kidding. Please.
I know.
Please <gonna come>.
Stop. We'll see.
No, it's fine. I will never. I know. Seriously. Now, on other dating news, and honestly, like Jess knows a little bit more about this.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the radio listeners know a little bit about this because I've kind of teased them a little bit, because I feel like in Baltimore, this story is pretty safe.
Do you want to tell them how you've made that divide? How there's like,
yeah, there is. Like, I got to be honest with you. There's a divide because
you've been hiding certain content from our listeners across the world. Like there are stories that only people in Baltimore, and details that only people in Baltimore know, because Kramer will not let me record anything.
Nope.
And we will also not include that in our the show that we post up online,
because you got to keep in mind I've got three different audiences, right? I've got you guys, the Uncensored podcast, and this is the most, this is like me hanging out with my friend, that's just kind of like bullshitting, right?
That's how I
define this one. It's a totally different vibe than my mom's podcast.
Completely
because
different.
That's like me talking to my mom. That's mm-hmm. like a different, that's like
version
a different
of
vibe.
You mm-hmm.
The radio station though is kind of free game because nobody knows me yet,
right?
And nobody, and there's some things I'm not quite ready to talk about because San Diego people will be all up in my shit, and I'm not quite ready to go there yet.
Yeah, because San Diego went through certain things with
totally.
You in your life. So it's kind of a liberating feeling to start here, because there are certain things that have happened in both of our pasts that aren't attached to us here.
True.
So that's nice.
It's like free game. So I can like talk a little more freely here. And by the way, don't try to listen to the on demand.
Or you can listen live, player. Let's go.
You'd have to get up super early. Because even I look at the clock and I'm like, what time is it San Diego time?
Today I was like, let me record this. He's like, no.
Nope. Because I'm trying to bring, I need to bring all of it together. And I promise you, in the next, I would say 2 weeks, I'll have everything.
Everyone will know.
The stories will be lined up. Maybe mm-hmm. three, but I think two.
Yeah, because you have to figure out your personal life first.
Yes. And I can tell that personal life to the radio side because they don't know me well enough yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they also don't know any baggage stories.
Right.
They just know a little bit. My ex-wife cheated on me and like
I've been kind
of low-key dating.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a story coming soon, though. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, fair enough. I want to talk to you about your podcast, Jessica.
Okay.
As your friend
uh-huh.
and your mentor, Jess launched a new podcast this mm-hmm. week, and I think it's probably because her boyfriend also launched a podcast the week prior.
Yeah,
or
he was
2 weeks prior.
Yeah, he's like, you for real not about to do your podcast? Like, come on
he's
now.
Like, who the hell am I? I'm Garage Boy.
Yeah.
So Garage Boy, Jess's boyfriend, has a podcast called In the Garage.
So good.
And it is actually, it's like oddly entertaining. It's
yeah.
like watching a lava lamp. That's like the best way I can describe it. Like there's no real point to
that
it.
That is perfect, but it's still so fascinating and fun to look at.
Yeah.
And it's enticing.
And you like just, you find yourself just mesmerized.
And it glows.
Yeah.
And right. you just love it.
That's the best way I can describe Jess's boyfriend's podcast called
mm-hmm.
In the Garage.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is my podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. There's mm-hmm. this podcast. There's Kramer and Jess On Demand. There's a lot of content right now.
Yeah.
So Jess launched her very own podcast last week, and it's called Low Key.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the idea behind the podcast?
It's honestly just a diary. It's really just a place that I can just completely be myself, because I haven't had that platform yet.
Yeah.
And I think, like you said, this podcast between me and you is the most comfortable and safest.
Yeah.
But there's still different, you know,
you
keep me on a little.
Yeah, I keep you in a box.
Yeah, you keep me in a box.
And I see what happens when the box gets removed.
It's pretty lit.
It was, I honestly didn't know what to expect, because I've known mm-hmm. Jess now for 5 years, and I mm-hmm. felt like I knew all sides of you. What I saw on this first podcast
mm-hmm.
was like nothing I've seen of you.
Right. Which is why I have waited and been so scared to do a podcast, because I know how I am
yeah.
inside, but I don't think everybody knows how much there
like
is inside.
An emotional like tidal wave coming right at you.
That's how I feel every day.
And
that it's literally a look inside of my inner dialogue of what I go through every single day.
So I don't know if you've listened to her podcast, but you should.
It's and all like, over the place.
I literally just at one point was like looking at my phone like I was like, what? Like, like what?
I've cried like 5 times. I laughed.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So Jess got on the story that she actually told on the radio too. But do you want to tell like this backstory with the dead body? That's really where it started.
Yeah. I was going home, pulled into my parking garage, and there were two cars in the middle of the driveway blocking. I freak out. I'm all upset. And I end up seeing someone getting pulled out on a stretcher, and I saw a dead person, and then I saw their family following behind them.
Yeah.
And it just like shook my planet for a second, because
yeah.
it was totally unexpected, and I had been going through some things. So it just, I took the opportunity to sit down and kind of reflect on taking things for granted.
Yeah, you sure did. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of goes on this, in like it's like a twist and turn. It kind of goes like left and right and left and right. But somehow, like, you, and I want to bring this up with you because I feel like there's some held back aggression here that I feel like you've got to break through as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you got on this tangent about your people giving you advice and mm-hmm. you not wanting to take it. Because we did it, and you brought up a radio segment, and you brought me up. You put my name on this.
Hell yeah.
Like, I wasn't going to listen to it. She's all, Kramer's all, me.
Yeah, I was like, Kramer, and Kramer was so annoying because, I don't know. It was nice.
And listen, do your own thing. Like, I'm not here to tell you what to do with your own podcast. You may do what you want, but I think I'm allowed to question anything that you put up publicly. Like, if I say something on Certified Mama's Boy, you're allowed to bring it up.
Yeah, that's fair.
So... what? Like, what the hell just happened?
I don't know.
So I feel like that you started getting upset because we had a topic mm-hmm, about mm-hmm. Getting married. I think it was actually on the podcast originally. It was a podcast, right?
Yeah, we had a whole thing about it.
We took it from the podcast. We brought it to the radio, mm-hmm. right, to have people call in.
Yeah.
And people started calling in. And the general consensus was that Jess probably needs to wait around 2 years.
Yes.
That's like what I got from it.
Mm-hmm.
Jess didn't like that answer.
This was also, can we please establish that this was a question? It's not like I want to get married tomorrow. This was just a conversation. And my frustration was like... the just massive fire and shitting on just the thought of anything that is unlike what other people think that you should do. That is where the aggression came from. That it was like a...
So Jess literally goes on for probably like 15 minutes about just how like people shouldn't tell her what to do. And she's just going to want to do what she's going to do.
That's not cool either, though, because that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you shouldn't give advice because I don't believe in that either.
Okay.
I love it when people want to talk to me about things.
But
I just don't. I don't like it when people tell you like it's not going to work out. You shouldn't do that because it's not going to be OK. That's what I don't like.
OK.
I like the advice. I don't like the matter of fact.
So you don't like when like Jess don't do this because blah 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 blah. But you're okay. You're like, hey, listen, Jess, in my experience, blah blah blah.
Yes,
blah, blah,
that's
blah,
what
blah.
I want, and I think that's how we should learn how to talk to one another about everything and anything.
Okay, so to be fair, that would be very boring radio. Like if for example, we had a woman call today about a topic that I can't tell you about because it's top secret. It's only for radio.
I hate you.
And she like went in on me basically about my dating life.
Yeah,
and I took it because mm-hmm. I knew it was good radio. I don't know if you can separate the two between. Generally being like offended and then knowing that like because what if she came up to me like to me and like on the street and was like, hey, this is what I think.
No, I know that's radio, but also I know that's how people talk to each other in real life, because that aggression is also coming to how it's also coming from how I feel about people like online in general. I think like even with the election, like all those things, that's where that's coming from. I understand radio. I understand we want that. I understand we want the drama. But I feel like people talk to each other like that in real life.
But I feel like you were genuinely holding on to something, because you also brought up, and you've said this a couple of times, about the time that you went on the radio. And actually, we got to pause right here. We're going to come back. That's
what
dramatic.
What time is it?
It's 11:11.
Oh.
We got 4 minutes before TV. Okay. Dramatic pause. We'll be right back. You won't believe the story that Jess said on air. Okay, hang on.
No. Hello.
And we're back, everybody. I don't remember exactly what we're saying, but we're at the point where I was saying that I felt tension from you
mm-hmm.
because you also brought this up. You're like, yeah, one time I said I was going to say I love you to Garage Boy, and people tell me no, and I said, F you. like, why do you get so angry about it?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't think I think that's what I like about the podcast is just because I'm talking about it doesn't mean it was something that I noticed. Because it was pretty much the same thing that I received from everybody, and so I'm just talking about it.
I don't think I know that story. Did you tell it on the air?
Yeah.
So what was the first "I love you" between you guys?
How many months?
I feel like I need love music right here.
I don't even know. I don't know why I want to throw out 4 months in there. It was soon. It was soon.
Okay, fair enough.
And I wanted to tell him. That I loved him. And even before that...
When do you think you loved that man?
When did I?
Yeah. Honestly, when were you like, ah...
I probably love him.
I love him. Hang on, I think I can do
probably
this.
Probably like month two. Because when we'd have conversations, I'd like stop myself because I could catch myself wanting to say it, but then I wouldn't.
Wait.
Is it in?
Oh, yes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and it's on the air. Okay.
Oh, man. I said, is it in?
Tom's going to freak out.
I'm
going to call
I said, hell
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dang it.
Okay, so continue. When did you notice that you were in love with this said boy via the garage?
I don't know. Maybe like the second month or something. I don't know. It was so soon and sudden. I just felt it. So I think, too, when we first met and I wanted to express to him how much I was into him, I got a lot of, like, don't do it, too.
Are you glad you did it now?
Yeah. Yeah.
You love that man.
Yeah.
You'd die for that man.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably, yeah.
Why are you getting emotional? I'm seeing your eyeballs.
No, I'm not getting emotional. Okay. I just have makeup on, so I look cool.
Okay. Professional feedback for you.
Okay.
Because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Professionally and personally.
Yes.
I felt like, even in our debate the other day on the air,
mm-hmm.
where we talked about should you have a scale in your house.
Yeah.
I felt like you shut down when listeners said you shouldn't.
Why?
I don't know. I just felt that way.
I didn't.
You didn't feel like you shut down?
No.
Okay.
Why? Is it because I let them talk a little more? That was me trying.
Maybe.
When they would say yes, I was
maybe.
Like, okay, really? I was trying to allow them to.
No scales. Topic was, Jess thinks, and we exaggerated it a little bit, but I came in with a topic of something like, if you want to like feel skinny, weigh yourself on Friday mornings. That's like when your body's the lightest or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then Jess, like off the air, was like, no, like, I don't want to do that because it doesn't feel like.
Yeah, I didn't like it. That felt a little icky to me.
Yeah.
To talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think maybe, are you saying, because that was me trying to, so I didn't come across as, I didn't accept other people's opinions. So again, you just, like, for radio, I should have been like, fuck y'all, scale suck. Is that what you want? Because when they were talking, I wanted them to, you know, oh, I understand.
Okay, how do you feel? I would like some professional feedback on this. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like I handled that one call today with that woman that said, like, F you, pretty much, you're a terrible person to do this with, which we can't talk about because it's top secret radio only right now.
Yeah, you were defensive, but I thought that you were doing that on purpose.
Okay, so it was defensive, but was it like shutting her down? Like, no, you're wrong? Or was it just like, okay. Like, did I accept it? Because in those moments, I always want to seem like...
You accept it, right?
Like, I want to just seem open to it, but...
You want to get your point across.
I hate when people on the radio waver back and forth. When somebody calls in and they just say like, okay, I see what you're saying, and then just to move on with the kind of topic.
Uh-huh.
I want to make sure I'm firm like where I stand.
Okay, I get it. And I guess that's what I wasn't doing. Not on purpose, but I wanted to make them feel like I accepted their response.
Yes.
But you want me to be like, I get it, but scales are bullshit.
Yeah, yes.
All right.
Yes,
yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Yes, we got there. We got
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
took
yeah.
me a second. I'm like, what am I trying to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically what Jess is saying is don't give her advice about her relationship.
That's not what I said.
More or less?
Mm-mm. That's not what I said at all. Same shit right now.
It's fine. But see, that's radio right there, baby. That's show business. Here's what Jess said, point blank.
Yeah, this is what she said, even though it's not true.
It's not true, because you literally just heard it and you can rewind it.
Right.
It's a podcast.
It's fine.
all right, let's talk about sex.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like sex? Call us. No. You
888.
You 855.
Oh, my bad.
I have so many 800 numbers now. So the podcast 855 Kramer Jess.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool, right?
It's awesome.
855 Kramer Jess is our phone number. You
yeah.
can just call and leave a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
What's your issue?
Okay, so
oh, boy.
One of these days I walk in, I'm like, question. So after you have sex with somebody, how long do you wait to get on your phone? That's like legit
like
what I asked Kramer.
No buildup, no side topic. No, it was nothing that was, like that at all.
That's how our friendship is. I'm like, what you do when? Whatever.
So what's the backstory here? What's the problem?
I was asking that because Garage Boy did something that I was like, I don't like that. Like, what the hell? So we had sex or whatever. And then after, this man immediately got onto his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, what? Okay, just go with me here, okay? So, okay. Then what's the immediate next step?
Yeah, then over, and then he reached for his phone.
Like, who is where in this situation?
In the room.
No, but like, where, like, is he on the, if this was a, is he on top? Or
no,
is he on?
No. No one, okay, it's not like we were literally like.
Okay.
It's not, no, it's done,
so
right?
Yeah.
We separate, obviously. It's
okay.
Not like it was in action and then he's like checking the score. No,
that's
no,
what I'm
no,
trying
no,
to
no.
figure out, like,
oh,
the exact
no.
movement
no.
and how long those movements took.
Right, and this is also, I asked, am I just crazy and needy? Because honestly, after I've thought about it, I'm like, I guess it's not that big of a deal, but I just think that I just, I need like, after sex is done, I need like 2 minutes of attention still. Mm-hmm. Just to feel like cuddled and loved, and then you can go on your phone
so
and
tell
check
me
whatever
typically,
score you're looking at.
Tell me what he typically would do, or in that moment, that night that made you so upset. And let's figure out if this is normal, and you can call our 800 hotline anytime.
Yeah.
855 Kramer Jess.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, so done, separate.
Okay. Any words spoken at that point? Or
no,
just like,
no,
okay,
no,
okay.
Yeah, right? Right. Okay. Yeah, like no words, no like. High five, like nothing.
Okay.
So then,
this is the only music I can play because I can't. I don't know how to play anything else right now. So let's just.
Is that the air?
That's the climax right there.
Stop! Okay, don't be gross. Don't be gross. Don't be gross. I won't talk to you about this if you're gonna be gross. I will not talk to you about this if you're gonna be gross.
Okay.
This is a real question. I need to know if I'm a needy, crazy person or if like everyone else feels like this too.
Okay.
So.
So,
done.
That, so that happens.
Yes.
Okay.
Separate. Laying on bed.
Okay. So next to each other.
Next to each other.
Okay. And no, still no conversation?
No.
Okay.
And then the first thing he does is he reached for his phone. And I was like, why?
So nothing is said post
yeah.
to.
Nothing.
Okay. And what would you like here? I'll start you again. What would you like that experience to go like? Let's get an expectation. This is what Jess would like her man to be like post sex, but I don't know if it's going to be realistic. So I really want to hear what your dream post sex would go like. So I'll lead you up. Ready? And he's like,
stop it! I'm so annoyed with you. We're never talking about this again. You can't handle it. Stop.
Okay.
Okay. And then like, I feel like maybe like I love you. I love you too. A cuddle, and then you can go on Instagram.
Okay.
He was okay. So I so
you
after
want, you want an I love you.
Yeah.
Do most, I'm curious.
Yeah, I want, like, an I love, and I feel like that's a nice thing to say to your partner after you share that together time with them.
You
don't
can
you
call.
Think so?
I don't know that I ever said I love you, but you have to keep in mind, I haven't had sex with someone that I've loved in a very long time.
Oh my God. I felt that. Oh,
you weren't ready for that one, were you? You weren't ready for that one.
Woo!
She wasn't ready. And I was like, she ain't going to be ready for this. She's not going to be ready. I mean, but it's true, though. Like,
no, I get that. And maybe
honestly,
maybe not I love you, but can you just, like, cuddle somebody? Even if you, even if it's, like, low-key casual, I feel like someone just wants, like, it's nice to be held. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, great fantasy, but I just don't know if it's reality. It's what your expectations should be. So let me tell you about my previous. I honestly have sex PTSD for multiple reasons, but the only one I want to get into today is about sex with my ex-wife was so not great. And
what? Was it weird? Was it cold?
It was cold.
I imagine it being very like.
Yeah. And.
Yeah.
Like she would reach for her phone right after. You know what I'm saying?
That's what. See, and how did that make you
so
feel?
So maybe Garage Boy and my ex should just hook up. That'd be the solution.
So the reason why I didn't like that, because I'm thinking.
Wait,
like,
hang on. I got to tell you about. I got to say it in like. I really honestly. We got to a point where, like, it wasn't fun anymore because she would just be like...
I guess.
Are you... No, she'd be like, hurry up.
No.
Yeah.
During?
She's like, how much longer? And I'm like...
Oh.
And then
really?
It's like, then you're like in your head, right?
Oh, no.
Then you're like, okay, all right, let me just...
Are you serious?
And then, yeah.
Ew.
So I honestly...
Oh, God.
If I'm being honest, have a little bit of PTSD when it comes to it because I'm like, I gotta hurry or I'm gonna get in trouble or I'm gonna like, she's not gonna enjoy it or blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
so
my.
That plagues me to this day.
I'm sorry.
Just FYI, but it's fine.
That makes sense.
So for us, I can't tell you. I mean...
But, you know, I was thinking about it, too. I'm like, we just spent, like, the most intimate amount of time and the most, like, attention-serving time together. Do I still need attention after? And, yeah, I do. I do.
So
I
you want him to like, say, I love you, and then to cuddle you?
Mm-hmm. And if, you don't, if he doesn't say, like, I love you right then and there, that's fine. But I want to be held and then go on with your day.
Go back to your previous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Careful. Remember last time we talked about our previous relationship? Oh, we're in Baltimore now.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to?
No.
Do you want to go somewhere else?
No.
Careful.
Ugh. Yeah, sex is crazy.
It's a weird experience
when
right?
you're not meant to be with that person anymore. It's like your body literally tells you this is not okay.
So
it's fucked up.
Tell me that experience with your ex then.
When things were shifting.
Yeah.
I was having.
How long was it good for? You think you guys were together for how long?
on and off for 9 years, but I'd say like actually together, eliminating the on and off portion, I would say maybe solid four, maybe four or five. I swear to you, Kramer.
You were only on?
We were, because it was so up and down and so all over the place that I can't even tell you a number. I can't tell you how many times, but really like a consistent actually together, maybe four. If that.
Okay. So in that 4 years,
uh-huh.
When did it start to go bad? My honestly was in the first year of my marriage.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you try to stick that shit out for. I mean, you know what though? The first year that we were together was a fucking shit show too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but we're hella dumb.
So yeah, basically. Well, we should know better. You know, I feel like.
No.
So
yes, exactly.
If I would have taken a listener's opinion, maybe I wouldn't have been in that situation, Jessica.
I am never talking to you ever again.
What? So when do you think it was sex for you in when your previous relationship started going bad?
Probably 4 to 5 months before we finally broke up.
For the final time.
Yeah.
So
for the
pretty,
final,
but
final.
Pretty good for a while then, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty good to have.
But were we, how long were we even like to get like the final time where we actually were together? Maybe it was like a year and a half.
I think that's pretty good years. I mean.
And then the last 5 months were like bad.
So when things were good, though.
Uh-huh.
Did y'all used to cuddle and I love you and all that afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not going to want to hear this podcast.
Well,
I mean, no, it was terrible. I've only had sex with one person, garage boy, in the garage.
Nah.
So you just want him to be more, but okay, I got to be honest. I don't know garage boy that well. I've only hung out with him total.
He also gives me the most attention on the planet.
He does.
I'm literally needy as fuck.
But he also doesn't seem like the most romantic type to me.
He's totally romantic. He's like cheesy as hell.
So
that's why I was like, I think that's why I got so mad. I think I got annoyed because I was like, I expect more because he's so cheesy. And I told him too. I told him.
And?
I waited a day and he came home from work and I was like, hey, you know, yesterday after we had sex and you got on your phone and we were looking at football stuff. He's like, yeah. I was like, I didn't like that very much.
And what'd he say?
He's like, what? Yeah. Completely confused. Had no idea. Like, maybe this man had like two steps in the door. And I was like, I need to talk to you about something.
I can't imagine. Like, I love you. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think you're a great friend. Mm-hmm. I do. I really appreciate
it. But could you imagine?
I couldn't date you.
It's so much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's why I give him a lot of credit. Because that's why before I brought it up, I'm like, Jessica, on a scale of 1 to 10, how ridiculous are you being right now? Can you go on without speaking about this? Or will you hold it in and make this a way bigger deal in about 2 weeks? Okay, so I will bring it up. Otherwise, I'm going to ruin the situation. And I told him, I was like, honestly, I feel like you give me so much attention. I just need 2 more minutes of your attention after. It makes me feel better. And that's that. And he was like, cool. And I was like, cool.
I think, and I'm no therapist by any means. Hello. But I think that's probably the right way to handle it.
What do you mean?
Like to just like to straight up tell him.
Oh, I had to because otherwise
you're going to be resentful. And
yeah.
That's like how it starts. Like these little things that I look back at my marriage and I'm like, if I only would have said something then, but uh-huh. I never felt like this space was there. That's why now, like when I'm looking for a potential partner, I'm like, I even almost throw, and this sounds so cheesy, but I think you're going to start to be able to like put the pieces together here by this podcast. I will throw almost some ridiculous stuff at the wall. To see how
much you can get away with,
hypothetically, how she'll react to it.
So you create issues to see her reaction.
Not create issues, but there's something even like kind of.
So you create issues to see how she's going to handle
maybe.
It. You create the chaos to see. You create the drama. That's not healthy.
But I want to see how she's going to react to it.
But why would you do that? Because you're assuming that that's going to happen when it's not. Like, why wouldn't you just let bad things happen when they occur instead
because
of creating
I
them?
I think I have such bad PTSD from my last relationship.
Remember the list we went over today? And it says things that people in good relationships know that you don't. And one of the things literally was letting go of your past. And you do not do that.
I think it was letting go of their past, but that's okay.
No, yours.
No,
or not being like defined by it too.
No, I'm not defined by it.
Yeah, you are. You're totally defined by it.
There are things, and I'm very willing to admit this, but here's the difference: is there's things for sure that I still feel from my previous relationship,
which is fair. I feel like that's going to take a long time.
Here's the difference: is I know when it's my shit.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't put stuff on her, like, hypothetically her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what... Like, oh, you say, you did. Like, I'm like,
you
what?
Acknowledge.
I'm like, that hurt me. And then I have to think about, like, why it hurt me. And uh-huh. I'm like, was it actually her actions or was it my something on me?
Which I think is really good that you acknowledge and talk about. I think that's good. What I don't think is good is you purposely creating and throwing things at the wall, like you said, and seeing what's going to happen.
I got to see that reaction.
But that's shitty.
And maybe.
That is shitty.
Okay.
Cool.
Bye.
All right. Cool.
Bye.
Awesome.
I am so... This is why I want to date... I just want to date all of Baltimore. And I mean, I figured it out. Now that I'm like kind of narrowing it down, you know, to like what I want in a partner,
mm-hmm.
it scares shit out of me.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to deal with it again. I don't want to go through it again, man. Like, I don't want y'all to... Y'all mean.
Don't even.
You.
Not even.
You.
Mm-mm.
Particularly.
No.
Uh-huh. So what I'd be curious about, now that you can call it, I think that's our phone number. It may not. Should I call real quick and just double check and see if it's our phone number?
Maybe.
Because I don't want to give y'all the wrong phone number. I'm just curious because, and this is what I like about the podcast, because we can explore things that, like, you probably want to know, but, like, you would never tell your friends about, you know?
Exactly.
Like, what is your post-sex life like?
Yeah.
Is Jess in the minority? Like, do most of the men... And we'll just stick with... Well, we can stick with both. Hang on, Kramer.
I just feel like it would be a nice little... And I'm not asking for... We don't need to have... Like, we don't need to talk about our feelings. I just want to be like...
Hi, Kramer Jess. Thank you for calling.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, okay. So it's us. So 855-Kramer-Jess. 855-Kramer-Jess. Mm-hmm. Here's your question. What is that question, Jessica, you like to ask to the listening audience here?
What would you like to experience after you have sex?
I don't think it's like, what would you like? I think it's
what do you want?
What do you experience?
Yeah, what do you experience
because
and what do
think,
you want?
I don't think most guys, honestly, I'm going to tell you this right
don't
now.
Don't even think about it.
I think they're 100% like Garage Boy.
No, I know. And he told me, he was like, literally, I saw a notification on my phone about a football game that I didn't get to watch and I really wanted to see it. And I was like, okay, I get it, but still.
I think they're more, I'm trying to think like post-sex what I even do.
Right.
I don't cuddle though. It's for sure. Don't
like just
cuddle.
Like for 2 seconds. It doesn't need to be a huge, you know, life like talk. Or I'm not. I don't want that. I just need like 2 more minutes of your time.
But let me ask you this question because we have to factor something else in. And everyone's version of this is going to look a little bit different. But just go with me here.
Mm-hmm.
There is a cleanup factor of some sort, usually.
Yes.
On either side.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, where does that fit into? Do you want that
after the cleanup?
So
thingy,
it goes,
or even before? I don't know. It doesn't matter. It can happen before or after. But all I want, though, is I don't want you to reach for your phone before anything happens. That's what I don't want.
I had a story one time. I forget where I heard this. This could have been a radio call. Or this could have been something I read online. That a guy actually, or maybe it was a girl actually, like, was on her phone during it.
That is so devastating.
I thought you might like that story. I thought you might like that.
It's annoying.
So will you call? Honestly, can you call and let us know? And then next week we'll kind of delve into some calls on this. Because I think I'm going to say.
And you can tell me too. Like, Jess, you're crazy. I'll be like, I know.
Yeah. Phone number 855-Kramer-Jess. Okay, I think that's going to be it for today. Are we forgetting anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay, so today's a little bit shorter because our schedules are just kind of stupid crazy today. But we'll come back and have a full episode. Maybe some big news next week. I don't know. Who knows? Wait.
Lady T messaged us and said awesome jobs.
Did she?
I love her.
I love that woman. I might marry Lady T.
She's single?
I don't know. Let me ask her.
You think she'd be down?
I don't know. I don't think she would cut your bullshit. Like, she didn't deal with no bullshit.
We're talking about the woman we were just on TV with, and she is, like, the coolest.
She's dope.
She's, like, the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll marry her. Mm-mm. I'll be Mr. Lady T.
If she don't want to pay $28 to virtually talk to Santa, she's not going to deal with your bullshit. She said, hell nah. She said, nope.
Not today. All right. So that's it. Let's get your phone calls at 855-Kramer-Jess. Next week, we'll come back with those. You can follow us on social media. Jess, tell me your, ready for this? It's a new one. Your social media and your podcast.
Ooh, at Jess Do It, JESSDUIWT. And you can listen to Low Key on Anchor, Spotify. I think it's on other platforms too. But yeah, check it out.
She's not quite sure. She's not quite sure.
I don't know.
You can go listen to my podcast. It's called Certified Mama's Boy. And I am online. Online, as old people say. I'm on the internet.
I'm on the interweb.
You can find me at That Guy Kramer. All right. Love you guys. See you next week, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.